Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 18, 1806. Deer and elk skin clothing for the journey home. In anticipation of the journey homeward in the spring, the Corps is busy making new clothing. Most of their clothes now are ragged and worn out. Captain Lewis writes,
"Two of the Clatsops, who were here yesterday, returned today for a dog they had left. They remained with us a few hours and departed. No further occurrence worthy of relation took place. The men, still much engaged in dressing skins in order to clothe themselves and prepare for our homeward journey. The Clatsops Chinooks construct their houses of timber altogether. They are from 14 to 20 feet wide and from 20 to 60 feet in length, and accommodate one or more families. Sometimes three or four families reside in the same room. The houses are also divided by partitions of boards, but this happens only in the largest houses, as the rooms are always large compared with the number of inhabitants. The houses are constructed in the following manner. Two or more posts of split timber, agreeable to the number of divisions or partitions, are first provided. These are sunk in the ground at one end and raised perpendicular to the height of 12 or 14 feet. The top of them are hollowed so as to receive the end of a round beam of timber, which reaches from one to the other, or the entire length of the house, forming the ridge pole. Two other sets of posts and poles are then placed at proper distances on either side of the first, formed in a similar manner and parallel to it. Smaller sticks of timber is then provided and are placed horizontally on these rafters. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 18, 1806.
Rectangular plank houses, broadly similar to those of the Chinookan people, were the characteristic form of shelter along the Pacific coast, from southern Alaska to northern California. This is in contrast to the Mandans' wood and earth houses and the Plains Indians' pole and animal hide teepees. The teepee was unique among these housing types in that it was portable. The Plains Indians were nomadic, following the game herds they needed for food. Tomorrow, paying the price for otter skins.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.